Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 10th of January 2018, and this is the 726th Mole Out Loud podcast. Today, the guy who runs the Lansdowne Cafe said he thought it was a moody day. And he's absolutely right. I'm on Knocklofty now and it's overcast. And it's, I was going to say it's very quiet, but as I was about to say that before, this is the second time I've started this podcast, I could hear a rubbish truck. And I'm on a route that I've never taken before. I just followed a track to see where it would go. And just towards the end of it, I thought I was coming out at the same place I usually start off from, but I'm not. I'm quite a long way above it, and the little bit of tarmac that I could see is actually not a proper road. And there's a fence in front of it, so I'm not really supposed to go through. And I think I'm not going to go through. But it felt so much as if it was where I was going to end up that I got a bit of a shock when I got here. And I could hear the rubbish truck below where I would normally come in and out. It was doing a sort of 15-point turn to try and turn round. So the sound was really close, but I'm not that close. At least I'm not accessibly close. I can't get there from here. There's a big kind of cliff in the middle. It's quite nice to come out to a place that isn't where you're expecting. I can see on the opposite side of the hill beehives that I've never noticed before. And there's something quite mysterious about where this drive would lead to. There's a sign with its back to me, which I suspect says trespassers will be prosecuted and all those things. But we're not going to be able to see it unless I climb over the fence. And yeah, I don't think I'm going to do that today. So this is really kangaroo country, or wallaby country. I've seen several have hopped in front of me whilst I've been walking. And yes, not coming out where I expected adds to this moody strangeness of the day. I think it's going to be a good writing day. Last night I had my two cavers over and we had a really good writing evening. Everyone was clicking away and I have to say it was really lovely this morning to wake up to a much tidier, cleaner house than I have for quite a long while. So it feels like a good start to the day. I'm not sure what Simon meant by moody. I think it was probably the overcastness, but what I mean is I'm not sure whether this was a positive or negative comment. I'm going to take it as a positive one. I've just seen another track. It is so hard to tell whether tracks are human or wallaby until you reach these trees that are too low for a human to walk under, unless you're about three. So I'm now walking back up the track. So I've walked up and then I've walked down and now I'm walking up again. I do think humans have been on this track that I've just come along, but not for quite a while, because there are a couple of places where it's hard to see and there are plants growing in the middle of it. So it's quite exciting, really. I'm going to wander on a bit. I'm going to stop the podcast and talk to you a little bit later. Hello again. It's late afternoon and it's been a really beautiful day out there. It's no longer moody, or it's in a really different mood now. About lunchtime, the sun came out and it's been a gentle summer's day. We're expecting a big change tomorrow for heat, but I'm really grateful for today. And going up this morning onto Knocklofty during its moody time felt like a really nice time to be up there. It was a bit later than usual. I slept in a very dream-rich night, and I wanted to stay with that, so I didn't go before the quiz. I went afterwards, and because it was cool and overcast, it didn't feel too hot. So it felt like a good place to be. And I also, as you know, found myself wandering down tracks that I hadn't explored before, coming to dead ends and having to retrace my steps. But I realised when I got home that that's exactly how I want January to be. I want it to be a time when I can explore different possibilities. I don't really mean huge changes, although, I mean, of course, that is a possibility, although a remote one. But just not holding myself to my reins so tightly, and allowing myself to occasionally get lost or go the wrong way, and just see what happens. It wasn't so much going for a walk, it was more wandering about, and there's a big difference. Sometimes just wandering about can be very tiring, sort of unfocused working or walking, but sometimes, especially when it's a break from what you usually do, it's a really good thing to do. So I'm very glad I did that this morning. I'm also glad that I decided on doing the gratitude, the three gratitudes each day, because it's made me remember the morning and the day, and it'll put into the background a couple of confrontations that I've had today. One resolved really well, the other was less satisfactory. And I'm really bad at confrontations. I avoid them like the plague, but this time I just really had to face them. So I guess another gratitude is that I, to continue with horses, put the bit between my teeth and actually did that. And for the rest of the day, I've got a nice rest of the day coming. I've got the taco van, at least I hope. Maybe the taco van isn't there. Maybe the taco van is at the tennis. I'm going to go for a little walk and see whether the taco van is there. And if it is, that'll be a treat. If it's not, then I hope they're having a nice time at the tennis. And I'll think of something else for tea. And then I'm going to have a little chat with my sister and a bit of a work session. And after that, I think I've got ringing, but I'm not entirely sure. I'll need to check that out. So it's quite a busy evening. The day hasn't been quite so busy. And I did have another cleaning session, which is on my to-do. My desires for this year is, as I said, to get my house in a slightly less disreputable state. And so I had a good cleaning session in the bathroom today. So I feel as if I have been doing good things. I haven't written very much today. I did about 200 words at the cafe, and I hope to do a bit more in the work session with my sister so that I can fill in that daily tracker, which I think is going to be really helpful. I do hope that you've had a good day today, and that if you've had blips in it, that you've been able to resolve them, that you don't have to carry those blips over to the next day. Of course, this is only true of small blips. Big blips in your life are harder to let go of and can't be let go of sometimes. But please do remember to be kind to yourself. Breathe deeply, and I hope you can find at least a small amount of time to focus on something that's really important to you, whether it is physically engaging with whatever that is or just taking a moment out to think about it. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.